26 very quickly. I'm going to read the scripture out and then we will pray. Genesis 26. The book of Genesis 26. I'm going to read from verse 1. There was famine in the land besides the first famine besides the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. Isaac went to Abimelech, king of Philistines in Gerar. Then the Lord appeared to him and said, "Do not go down to Egypt. Live in the land of which I shall tell you. Dwell in this land, and I will be with you and bless you. For to you and your descendants I give all these lands, and I will perform the oath which I swore to Abraham your father. And I will make your descendants multiply as the stars of heaven. I will give your descendants all these lands, and in your seed all the nations of the earth shall be blessed." Verse 6. So Isaac dwelt in Gerar. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your word. Lord, in the name of Jesus, your word is like fire and like a armor. The fire that consumes and armor that breaks every rock to pieces. Your word is life. Your word, O Lord, is light. It brings light in the midst of darkness. It brings hope in the environment of hopelessness. Father, what a time and what a time in which your word is needed. What a great dispensation and opportunity for your people, the church. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that through these words, eyes shall be opened to the opportunity that is wide open to your people at these days. Lord, in the name of Jesus, for it's not by might, not by power. And those that look physically can never realize. So we need the perception and the eyes of the Holy Ghost. Father, and I pray that through this word there shall be discernment. And everyone under the voice, sound of this voice, you will begin to see what men do not see. And begin to see the opportunities not revealed to men. And that everyone will be a vessel, O Lord, through which you will manifest your glory and show your goodness at this time. Because according to the prophetic word, you said that all the nations of the earth shall see and shall hear of your goodness. They will fear and tremble because of the goodness and the prosperity that you lay and you release to your people. You have given the wicked the assignment to gather and to keep. But you have given those who are precious in your sight the assignment to receive and to use that which has been heaped up for your glory. And so I thank you, Lord, that this, oh Lord, is open and it has come to pass in these days as we hear and we listen and we believe in Jesus' name. From that book of Genesis chapter 26 that I read, we can see that there was famine in the land. And that land was the land of Gerar, a land of the Philistines, a land that belongs to the enemies of the people of God. These Philistines at this moment, though they were not so, but they grew up to be people that were against the people of God. The Philistines were always working against the prosperity of the people of God. It was through the Philistines that a man called Goliath stood against Israel and tried to bring disgrace to the children of Israel. But here, this is something that happened to the great-grandparents of this genealogical lineage. There was famine in that land. And everyone were running away because there was no food. And at that time when there was famine, God spoke to his covenant child. And that was Isaac. Isaac stands for the covenant child of God. If you are a covenant child of God, the principle of this scripture applies to you. It was not something that God was just doing for Isaac. All scriptures are inspiration of God. They are given for doctrine, for reproof, correction, instruction in righteousness. This is God that sent me to instruct you for righteousness in these days. It is an instruction God is giving to us now. Are you getting me? But from what has happened, the difference between the word of God and the word of man is that whatever man says, whatever he says there and then applies there and then and it's all over. But the word of God is a law. It becomes a law, a principle. When God says yes, that yes can apply to people who will live 1,000 years after them. When God says kick it, that kick it could apply to people before and after. Hallelujah. That is why people who read the word of God and listen to God as if they are listening to men, they will never hear God. Because they will think he has said it and this is the only meaning and full stop. Nobody can ever tell me anything apart from what I've received. But from that same scripture, you'll be amazed that there can still be 101 million ways that God will still speak to you. Praise the Lord. And so that is what is happening in this scripture. I've said that for us to know that don't just see Isaac. Begin to see yourself in this world. Because everything that surrounded Isaac, the reason why God had to come to Isaac and tell him, stay in the land, is the same reason that we are experiencing and getting into right now. And there was famine in the land. And God came to his covenant child. Because God wanted to bless these people. The famine was there, but let me tell you, God did not want them to die of famine. But God cannot do anything except he sees a man. And God chose Isaac and made covenant with his lineage. And God knew that at that time, Isaac would be alive. And Isaac would be a vessel through which he would deliver Gerar and the Philistines from famine. Because God loves people. With the famine that is going on, we as people of God could look and say, yes, the crunch is coming because God is visiting the world because of their sins. I am here as another prophet to tell you by the prophetic word of God that God is not visiting the nation because of their sins. God is visiting them because of his mercy that he put upon Christ through the cross of Christ. God will not visit the world or punish the world for their sins until the judgment seat of Christ, until the millennial reign, after the millennial reign, when people finally rebel. And Bible said the wrath of God shall come. But the wrath of God has not yet come yet. The reason why people are suffering today is because it is written, as long as the earth remains, seed time and harvest will not cease. In other words, whatever you sow on this earth, that is what will come to you. And God did that so that he will not destroy men. Because before God did that, remember before the days of Noah, people were offending God. People were sinning so much that God had to destroy them by water. And after God destroyed the whole world by water, God so loved people and God said, I better put a covenant in place because I will not destroy the world like this anymore. I will not come to man and destroy man because of his sin like this anymore. Because if God should do that, Christ will not have any reason to come again. But God's agenda was to redeem men and restore men. And so God chose a man called Noah. And through Noah made the covenant. So every time you see the rainbow, and I saw one day before yesterday, it went all over the sky. And I said, Father, I thank you for the covenant you have with us. And he said, every time you see the rainbow, this is the covenant I have. I will not destroy the earth anymore. But instead of me punishing you for your sins, I would rather leave it to you. Whatever you do on earth, that's what it will bring to you. Praise the Lord. So when you see famine in the land, it's as a result of man's action. Not because God is coming with sin, but men are so it's now the fruit of it is coming from the earth. And when that begins to happen, God steps in again to say, what can I do to help them? Are you getting me? What can I do to help them in order for them not to die and waste away out of this? Can you see how merciful he is? So because of that, God always has a people in place that will have covenant with him that through them he can walk. God will choose men among men that the covenant is so much that he has had covenant with them that even when they sin, he can still relate to them. And that is what he did through Israel. The purpose, the reason why of Israel is that God wanted to walk through Israel to the nations of the world. God made a covenant with Abraham. And through Abraham, God has delivered this land from famine before. There has been famine in that land before. And through Abraham, God brought relief to them. And so God wanted to do the same thing And he told Isaac, but Isaac didn't know the reason. Isaac is like many believers today. They had a covenant with God, but didn't know the reason why they have covenant. They thought the covenant of God upon him was just to live right, to please God, and to go to heaven. And for them people, if they believe, fine. If they don't believe, tua. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But I'm here to tell you that God said he's a God of people. No matter what we see, God wants people saved. And God doesn't like to see people hunger. God is concerned about what is going on in India. God is concerned about what is going on in Pakistan. God is concerned about those children in Sudan that are dying and are wasting away. Children that God released to Sudan, many of them are supposed to be presidents, changers of nations. Many of them are supposed to be evangelists. They are starving and growing thin and drying, waiting for a covenant child of God who will know it's right to relieve them. But Isaac did not see that. Isaac was going to save his life. He was about to leave that place. And God had to go to him and say, stop that, son. Go back and live in that land. That is the reason why I have covenant with you. I have a heart for the... I don't like the Philistines. I don't like the spirit of the Philistines. But I love the people in there. Though they might be idol worshippers, I will deal with their gods, but I want to show mercy to the people. I'm only looking for a vessel that I can walk through. So he said, Isaac, stay in that land. Hallelujah. And thank God for Isaac. Isaac is not was not like many of us. Many of us would have said, this can't be the Lord. We have to apply wisdom here. Look at people who drive hunger. I'm still going. Isaac went back, repented, and stayed in the land. Many people are flying out. Many are going to Australia. Many are flying out to Canada. Many are flying as if the devil is not there. Flying out to everywhere. Amen. Hallelujah. Whereas, during the time of the riches of Gera, people laugh there. But because Philistine have lost his riches, you are now going. But God is looking for covenant people of God. You know why? A man that does not have covenant with God will run for his life. You know why? Because he is a self-protective man. In famine, he has said that he has loved the land. But he loved the land just because of what he was getting from that place. The day of famine is when we know people that love a nation and love God. Hallelujah. God has called me to start a ministry in Great Britain. We will know now if truly God has called you to start a ministry in Great Britain. Hallelujah. Not to get the money of people in Great Britain and run off. If truly you are sent here, we will know now that you are really sent to the people of this land. I'm serious. Because many are packing and saying, God is not telling me to go somewhere. Where are you going? May the Lord shut the door. Not go. I'm telling you. God is looking, and God said to him, dwell. And Bible says, he dwelt in the land. And God promised him that he will bless him. And you will see that through this man, the people of that nation were preserved. Even though while he was sowing, they were fighting with him over the land. But he saw more than that. When they fight over a place, he leaves it to them. He goes to another. They fight over it, he leaves it. Unknown to him, he was heaping up water everywhere for them. He was a source to release him. And in that time, he himself prospered. Up to this moment, he has not prospered up to this moment. He too was moving, though a child of covenant. Are you getting me? He was like his own son. Abraham had a promise of riches. But Isaac lived, not because he sinned, but he was struggling. The father gave him a wife. He was still believing God. But the promise, the manifestation of the covenant of God was in a location called Gera. And was meant for a time called the time of famine. But when his own time came for him to enter the blessings of his father, he wanted to run off. And God, by his mercy, had to let him to stay. God, by his mercy, is calling some people, don't give up, stay tonight, today. We have been believing God for so long. We are getting close to the fulfillment and the manifestation of promise of God. And then we want to take off and run. Praise the Lord. I'm not saying anybody's running. But all I'm saying is I have hope. Let us see what God can do at this time. Dwell in the land. And Bible says he dwell in the land. And God said, I will bless you. And I will be with you and bless you. God is saying to you, I will be with you at this time and bless you. For to you and your descendant, I will give this land. In other words, the promise of God is upon you and your descendants. Even there are children that some people have not given birth to. Your action today is a preservation for their lives. God is saying, I will bless you. Why? Because of the covenant that is swore to Abraham. The covenant of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah for us in Christ. He said, I will make your descendants multiply as the stars of heaven. I will give your descendants all this land. Hallelujah. And in your seed, all the nations of the earth will be blessed. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, when Isaac was told to stay in the land, did he just stay there and he began to look? Did he just go back to the land and he just began to pray and begin to worship God and say, Lord, you have told me that you are going to bless me. So here I am in the land in obedience. You know, he did something. He began to sow in the land. Hallelujah. Bible says he began to sow. Please jump with me to verse 12 very quickly. Verse 12 says, then Isaac sowed in that land and reaped the same year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him. The question I want to ask myself, or I want us to look at, is that Isaac was living in this land before. When there was famine, he was about to run out. And God said, go back and live there. Now, why did he not sow before when he was living? Why did he not sow while he was living before? Why was it that it was now during famine he now began to, because he now was instructed to sow? I believe that because he was enjoying the prosperity of the land. He was enjoying the things of the land. And many times he has been used to enjoy the things of the land. He thought he had faith in God. He thought, I believe God. Hallelujah. I'm a son of Abraham. The Lord is supplying my need. I have a good job. But when famine came and all that went, God didn't supply his need anymore. It was where he was running to that his faith was in. Hallelujah. So when God asked him to stay, he now needed to learn how to live by faith. His heart was really revealed to him that you are a child of covenant, but you really have not known what it means to be a covenant child of God. Praise God. And so in the time of plentiful he was, but in the time of famine, he was asked to stay, and it was that time that he sowed in the land. What does it mean to sow in the land? To sow in the land means you did something that brings progress to the life of that place. Are you getting me? There is something. So when he sowed in the land, he would not have been able to eat all the food. This was a time of need. This was a time in which people didn't have food. And at that time, what was needed, he sowed it in the land. He put it under the ground. In other words, he began to look at himself. He saw himself that now there is famine. He began to see himself as a solution at that time. And what will bring solution, he began to do it. Praise God. He began to do something that brings solution. He put something in the ground. I believe that he didn't sow just for the seed to stay. He knows when he sows, he might come out of the ground. Praise the Lord. The other thing I believe is that faith came into this man. Because let me tell you this. For there to be famine in the land means there is no food. And I don't pretend the farmers in this land didn't plant food and they didn't see crop. I perceive that the reason is because in those days, famine is because the land was not yielding as it should yield. Hallelujah. The land was not as fertile as it is. Today, we can overcome that problem because of technology. We put fertilizer. But in those days, they didn't even have all that. Hallelujah. And so the land was not yielding as it is. But when a man of faith stepped on it, life stepped there. The whole thing changed. Bible says that he prospered so much that the whole people of the land, they noticed his prosperity. That means it was so big that the people felt the impact of his blessing. They benefited so much that they became envious of him. Why were they envious? How come this foreigner is the one feeding us? Let me read on. God is going to prosper some people so much that there is going to be a great envy. But in the midst of that, people are going to come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. Then, verse 12, then Isaac sowed in that land and reaped in the same year 100-fold. And the Lord blessed him. That is against the law of natural sowing and reaping. When you sow, you don't reap the same year, it takes the next. But it's read the same year, God intervened. Covenant was at work. All he needed was obedience. God did the rest. Let me tell you, how things are going to grow, how things are going to move, we don't even know. The landmark looks dry. It looks as if whatever I do, would it even matter in all this situation? It is up to faith and God to begin to bring it to pass. And the thing, the temptation is that we can feel, I have nothing to do. Who am I? I don't even have the educational background. I don't even have anything. Who am I to do anything? Let me just make sure my children are okay. We've just fallen into a bad trap. Because the reason the world is no longer looking for intelligent people, the world is looking for people of faith and people who have covenant with God. Minister D told us, I've not read that paper, I would like to read it. He said, I don't know if anyone read it. They said in one paper, Tony Blair, the former president of this land, said this. He said, all political solutions, strategies, and ideas that could ever have been employed to deal with this present crisis has been employed and none has worked. He said, I am advising the British society, the people of the British land to begin to turn to God. And it was in the... Did anyone read it? Minister D, you read it? Minister D read it. Hallelujah. I've not read it, but that's what I heard. Amen. But he said, I'm advising people, Tony Blair said, turn to God. I see that very prophetic. Tony Blair stands for the old leader. The old leader who has gone away. Gordon Blair stands for the new. Tony Blair stands for the wisdom of this land. He has been through before. He has the experience. And if Gordon Blair said it, maybe Gordon Blair, Gordon Brown. If Gordon Brown said it, we could have said, he hasn't got much experience. Tony Blair stands for wisdom. Any old president of a nation stands for the wisdom of that. That is why when a president leaves a position, the nation still takes care of them. Because they stand for a wisdom, the old wisdom. They can be contacted for counsel. And if he can say that, that is the wisdom of the nation saying, it's time to go to God. Do you know when he was prime minister, he never acknowledged God. But he said, British, let's go to God. Everything has been up. Oh my God. That tells me that the wisdom of the land is saying, we are looking for people, covenant people of God. Where are they? Their spirit is crying out for the people who have covenant with God. Because they can never see God except through us. Tony Blair said, let's go to God, but they have to come to the church. Because God is no longer in heaven. God is in his people. And God, I can hear God say, can you hear that, my people? Tony Blair, the wisdom of the church, crying out for me. Let me out, please. Let me out. Church, let me out. Let me out. They want me. Let me out. And we are there saying, man, we are afraid. We want to feed our children. We want to take care of our life. God says, shut up. Let me out. That's why I made a covenant with you. Oh my God. Hallelujah. I don't know if we're getting something here. But in us letting God out, indeed, that is our own prosperity. Because it was the name, if you notice, the name of Isaac became a legacy in Gera. Let me read on. Verse 13. The man began to prosper and continued prospering. And until he became very prosperous. For he had possession of flocks and possession of herds and great number of servants. Where did the servants come from? I can tell you they are from Gera. So the Philistines envied him. Why did they envy him? Because it was evident. They were now feeding from him. I don't know if you are getting it. The envy came because this foreigner... But they now have no alternative. It's either you eat. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The question is, if famine is coming, has God changed? If he did it then, I can tell you God has people somewhere that he has built relationship with. But even though he has, I can tell you, they are not enough and he's still looking for more. And I believe God has told me this morning to speak about this because he's chosen some of us, if not all of us, to be vessels. Now, how do you see yourself at this time? Are we seeing ourselves as Gideon to hide things and just keep things for our family? Or are we going to be people like Isaac that heard God and said, Lord, I believe I can because I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. I believe it's the time we now begin to have appreciate ourselves and begin to be people lovers. Because it is as you connect with people that this passion will begin to rise in our hearts. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. He was envied. You will be envied at this time in the name of Jesus. You know why? Because you will obey God. We will not run away. You know, run away does not even mean that some people will leave the country. Some run away in their hearts. Hallelujah. They run away from people. They get angry because people are now angry now. If you taught people where an angry man is an angry man, people are angry. You don't need to do much before you get people angry. You know why? Because there's no money. People are hungry. And we can go. Bible says that. He said, because iniquity will abound, the love of many will go cold. Now, people will not love themselves anymore. It's like things are too hard. What are you talking about? Are you getting me? And it is a time where people need to see love, compassion, smile on some people's face. Amen. Where they say, what's wrong with you? In the midst of it, why come you are so happy? Amen. How are we going to do it? I believe that, you know something, Isaac started by sowing seed. He didn't sow big fruit. He sowed seed. All we need is to sow seed. Are you getting me? All we need is to sow seed. You know what a seed is? A seed is very small. A seed is what? Very, very small. Compare a seed. If you take a mango seed is not as big as the apple tree, as the mango tree. But out of that one seed can come a big tree and many things. So it is, don't think I have to do something big. All you need is what seed is in my hand. What seed do you have in your hand? That is what God wants to use. When there was famine in the wilderness, 5,000 men were hungry following Jesus. They said, we don't have big to give them. 200 worth of bread. We can't even feed these people. What are you talking about, Jesus? Jesus said, is anything? Just said, there's a little boy here. That little boy called Israel. It's a little boy. All he had is a lunch that his mom gave him. And I can see him crying, wanting to eat that lunch. Jesus did not say that child is crying. Jesus said, bring it to me. I can see that child take it to Jesus. I say, it's my lunch. I just said, bring it to me. And he looked at Jesus, thought, well, he has raised the dead. Let's see. But if he doesn't give me my lunch, I will cry to the point that even he will say, we'll have to go and look for it. And Jesus took it, and out of that little seed, thousands were fed. God has sent me to you this morning. What you need to change lives is already in your hand. It is a small seed that many of us have despised for too long. Are you understand? But out of that seed shall come what people will come and feed on, and some will even envy. I want to read one scripture to us to describe the kind of seed that is in your hand. Praise the Lord. Turn to Colossians chapter 3. Colossians 3, very quickly. Two scriptures I will read. Colossians chapter 3. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord is good. Are we there in Colossians 3? I'll just read one verse, which is verse 23. It says, and whatever you do, do it heartily as unto the Lord, not as pleasing men. That's the foundation. Let me jump on to 22. Bond servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh. not with eye service as men pleasers, but in sincerity of heart fearing God. And whatever you do, do it heartily as unto the Lord, not as men, and not as to men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. I'm here to tell you, because I like the simplicity of the gospel. And I believe that whatever, God said, whatever your hand find doing, do it as unto the Lord. And God says that whatever you do, do it unto the Lord, not as men pleasers. He said, do not be rebellious, but obey your bond servants. That bond servant stands for people that we work for. I mean, that those masters are people that we work for. In other words, in your secular place, where you are doing, whatever you are doing now, God wants to use you in that place. And whatever you are doing now, change the mentality that I am working for money, to begin to see yourself as a minister of God and working for God there. Praise the Lord. The seed was not new. The land was not new to Isaac. The seed was not, everything was not. The only thing was that God intervened. There was God's intervention. Before, all he was doing was for himself and anything, not by faith, like he said, but now it's had change. And I believe that one thing is that the place we are in, God has surrounded us with some people right now, in the place you live, in the place we work, that are people that are open to whatever God will do through your hands. Before, we thought we were there just to work and get money. But now God is going to show us that still stay there, don't run away. But now I need the seed. I need your profession. I need you. You have been using it for yourself. Now plant it for my own name. Are you getting me? Now begin to use it for my own name. You've been working for salary. Now stop that sad mentality and begin to see that I'm paying you and work for me. In order to do everything as unto the Lord. Everything to do it perfectly. Your timing keep it perfectly. Let people see the fruit of Christ in you. When people are sick there, pray for them. When people begin to put down your nets, I begin to intercede for them. Begin to say to yourself, I'm a messenger of God in this place. Hallelujah. When people begin to talk, oh, we are discouraged. Oh, what is going to happen? This economic crunch. Oh, and you joining. Oh, this economic, me too, I don't know. In fact, my child, I need to do that. I need to quickly go and put, I really can't understand. No, God doesn't want that. God wants us to say it will be well. Don't worry. It will be well with you. You will not hunger. They say, why? Say that because I am praying to God concerning this matter. And I know God is going to do something. In fact, you are in my prayer. So that when God truly answer you, they can remember. God remind them, remember she told you she was praying for you. Are you understanding me? You thought I was going to tell you, go and get 3 more jobs. Make sure you keep, I will not even go into that. It won't work. The people that are too wise, that the people who are wise in that area, the politician even said it won't work, that we should turn to God. And we people of God, we are saying that is how we want to go there. Are you understanding me? It is how we begin to see ourselves. I'm planted in this Barclays Bank for God. Lord, it is not just about my salary. I am here for these people. And I'm going to start by praying for everyone in this place every day. And every time somebody says they are sick, I'm going to ask them to pray for. If they allow me to pray, I'll pray for them there. Hallelujah. I'm going to be so I won't join in to really spread I won't evangelize economic crunch. God hasn't asked us to evangelize economic crunch. He has asked us to evangelize Jesus. Have you heard what is happening? Evangelists, too much for economic crunch. In the news, people are evangelizing it. At work, they are evangelizing it. In your home, you are evangelizing it. Even when we come to the cross, church, we evangelize it. Even when we are talking to God, we even want to convert God with it. Lord, I don't know what is happening. Hallelujah. But I believe God is saying that we need to begin to see things as, even though they might not be, see them as though they are. It looks very simple, but I've noticed that the difficult situations come with simple problems. Israel would have thought for the Red Sea to part, maybe it would take some mighty angels to fall for heaven to push it aside.
Moses only took his rod. Boom. Naaman was leprous. He thought the person who healed this leprosy must pray prayers that his head will be shaken. He will wave his hand here and there. And the servant said, no, just go and dip yourself in water. He said, how can this man do this? He said, I thought he would, it's in the Bible. He said, he has not put his hand like this and put his hand like that. He just and many are like that. Many, there are some people, the way we are here now, some people might come to judge their look. The spirit is not here. Why? I can't see anybody shaking. No one has shaken yet. And if they are late, they say, has anyone fall at all? No. Oh, the spirit's not here. Let's go. Why? Because they have not fallen. You know what? And the spirit is mightily here today. In power and in manifestation. I'm telling you, the Lord is a very... If God is complicated, men won't believe in him. Because man is complicated enough. He believes it has to be hard to get it. The harder it is, the more I'm unworthy. So if God comes hard like that, people will think it's because of their strength. So God will put your strength aside. Have you sweated? Now look how easy I am. Pim. I mean, with all that I've done, this is not me. Who is this? Who is this? Who is this? It can only be God. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And these are the simple principles we need in these days. We need to begin to change our mind. Be good to as many. Even when our boss, the Bible says, 1 Peter, he says, even to the harsh and the bad and the harsh bosses, he said, be just good to them. He said, even if you suffer wrongly because of righteousness, he said, it is good so long as your conscience is commendable to God. My profession is my seed now. But I have to sow it in the name of the Lord. And I have to sow it in a love environment. In a messy ground. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You have to ask yourself, how many people are we praying for? Have we ever prayed for our companies, the place we are working for, not to go down with the crunch? Or are we quickly looking for another place to work? We have to begin to say, Lord, this restaurant must not, I'm here. This company must not go down. Hallelujah. It must begin to receive profit. Lord, because when Isaac was in Gera didn't go down because of him. I am here. I am your son. Let this place not go down, but rather let them see the glory of God through me. Lord, they are hungry now. Give me what they need. Give me a prophetic word. Tell me what they are doing. Let me bring something to them that will give them hope and know that God is real. Praise the Lord. Somebody say, Pastor, I thought that belongs to the pastor, you the pastors. It doesn't belong to us. It belongs to you. My assignment is to do what I'm doing, to activate it in you and to tell your entire family, there is something, an anointing in you. Let it be activated. And you know what will happen? God will promote you in that place. God will bring you to the place that they will now see you as a solution. Hallelujah. Where we never thought we can get to, we'll get to it. I won't go too much. But if you look at the nature of God, look at God in famine. He has never, even Egypt, when Egypt was in famine, he loved Egypt so much that he had to, because of the people of Egypt, he didn't want them to die. He knew the future. He started working with Joseph. Took him through pit. Took him through just because of some people in the world to see his glory. Took him through all that. And then not only that, he took him through that for his own brethren as well. So that they too will not die. And there is Jacob being angry. Thinking, after I've served God, how come all this is happening to me? Whereas that is your purpose. You know what? God, because of people, will go any length. And I believe, because of you, and because of the people in this nation, God has gone through length to take some people through experience. And I believe it is time for your manifestation. Let us not miss it. Let's not begin to say it is over with Great Britain. It is over with America. It is over with Germany. After you are fed and be full and be kept by that same place. Hallelujah. It is not the nature of God. The nature of God is a gratitude nature. It is a gratitude nature that says, thank you. You were with me in my days of famine. I will stand with you right now. This is all our nation. This nation must not go down. We will see revival. We will see Jesus coming to the land. Things will change. This is my time. I am here for such a time as this. Praise the Lord. Tomorrow, so tomorrow when we step in, we need to begin to say to ourselves, I'm a servant of God in this place. Hallelujah. If you are in business, God is going to begin to prosper our business. I'm doing business to minister to businessmen. And businessmen, people might not see business that they are working, but mine will work. Not because I want a name, but my business must work so that people will come and learn. How are you doing your own business at this time? Nothing works. How come yours is working? And then you start a Christ Business School of the Heavenly Places. Registration fee, free. Hallelujah. Qualifications, born again, be holy. To be born again, okay, I give my life to Christ. Lord, come into my life. This hunger is too much. If I can do, just get me there. Yeah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Come, Sister Allison, I want to pray for you. Come. Thank you, Father. Very quickly. Come, the power of God is here.